thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
And here, this is your room.
Aye, just like I remember. It's a cupboard.
Come on.
It feels even smaller now.
A box room.
A shoebox, maybe.
Compact is the word. But the ceiling height's good and it's nicely proportioned.
For a wee rabbit, even a pig arc's bigger than this.
Chatter. You've got to remember, space is all relative. Like, how much room do you need?
Enough so my feet don't hang out the windy.
Well, fresh air won't hurt them.
I should never have moved. I should have stayed where I was in Tom's place.
Yeah, I think Brenda might have a strong view on that.
Aye.
You were lucky they let you stay on an extra night.
She'd need to come on all heavy, threatening to chuck all my stuff out onto the green.
Well, so here you are, the perfect pad. All newly furbished, redecorated.
Any colour as long as it's white, eh?
Lillian chose the decor. I think it feels very spacious. And that's a brand new carpet, too.
Off-white.
Yeah, and I tend to leave my shoes in the hall. You might want to do the same.
Harry, if this is my bedroom, where's the bed?
Ah, yeah.
All I can see is a couch.
Jazz, a futon?
A what?
Yeah, it unfolds onto the floor.
What, and I'm supposed to sleep on that?
Well, it's great, it's really comfy. I'll show you when you're ready.
I guess I don't have much choice there.
Hey, it's a great little room, it's clean, it's cosy, it'll suit you fine. Once you bring the rest of your stuff over, make it feel a little more like home.
What rest of my stuff? This is it. These two bags. My worldly goods.
Okay. Well, I've got another computer lesson with Mrs. Woolley at the Bull, so maybe I'll leave you to settle in.
Harry, what's with the artwork here? Men on bikes?
Yeah, last year's Tour de France. I thought it might add a touch of colour, you know, a bit of class.
I'm sorry, it's not my style. It'll have to go.
Go?
Well, if I'm going to live in a shoebox, I don't plan to share it with a bunch of pumped-up guys in Lycra.
Mike?
Vicky, hello.
You done?
Yeah. Just cleaned up the dairy. I'll come back later for the bottling. How's the service?
Oh, yes, it's ever so nice. We sung all the old hymns. We plough the fields and scatter.
Yeah.
Ah, proper harvest festival. And Jill's been given a basket full of produce because she's been recently widowed.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, isn't it? I think it's a lovely tradition.
Okay, so,
Is Ed around?
Oh, yeah, he's done the milk and he's just putting them back out again.
Right. Well, I'd better go and speak to him.
Oh.
Tell him I can't sell the veal. It's got to be done. It's no good me putting it off any longer.
Okay, I'll come and help you break it to him.
No. I'll do this myself.
You sure?
Thanks, but there's no need for you to be involved. This is all my idea, so it's my responsibility.
Okay, then.
I've thought long and hard about it. I know just what I'm going to say.
Oh, here he comes now.
Well, you go home, love.
No,
go on. I'll manage. You leave this to me.
There are loads of other search engines, but this is one of the most popular.
I see.
So, if you've got a subject you want to find out about, anything under the sun.
I just type it into the search box.
Yep, and press enter.
Well, how about Alzheimer's?
Okay.
I know it's a little too late where Jack's concerned, but I'd be interested to see. There. Oh, goodness, that was quick.
Well, plenty there for you.
Yes, millions.
Well, let's keep to the first page for now.
So, if I see one that looks interesting...
You just click on it.
Right.
Sorry, it may take a little while to come up.
Ah, yes. Oh, it's marvellous. Lots of useful information there.
Way more than you need, probably.
I could have done with this a few years ago. Well, I haven't time to read it all now.
Should we try something else?
Oh, I think I get the general idea. And you can use this to find people, too.
Yeah.
Or is it better to use something like Facebook?
Well, that depends on who you're looking for.
Now, that seems to be mostly for young people.
All ages, really.
Even for someone as old as me. I doubt if I'd have many friends.
Oh, you might be surprised. But if you're trying to track someone down, you could start with a search engine.
It is marvellous. All this information at your fingertips, from all over the world.
Yeah, the magic of the World Wide Web. Let's give it a try, shall we?
I told you right from the start this wasn't going to work.
I knew you'd say that. I knew you'd say I told you
so. Yeah, well, it's only the truth.
Well, that's not going to help us now, is it?
No, but if you'd listened then, might have saved us both a whole lot of work.
Oh, Ed, no, that's not fair.
Well, it's true, though.
But how could we know till we try
it? It's just common sense, isn't it?
Look, I don't want to argue about this.
Me neither.
I've been thinking. This may not be such a disaster. I mean, we could still rescue something from it.
Oh, go on, tell me, how?
Well, Ian said he'd take some of the best cuts for the restaurant, so if we keep one or two of the calves back for him...
No. No, well, you can forget that for a start.
Why?
Well, you said yourself he only wants the best cuts. What are we going to do with the rest?
Well...
No, just take it from me. It's not worth the bother.
All right. How about this? Guernsey breeders are specialists, aren't they? And not everyone uses AI. Some of them must use bulls for breeding.
Breeding?
Yes.
Vicky?
If we keep our calves on till they're bigger, then we
can... Whoa, 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 look, stop. You think we can sell those calves for breeding bulls?
Yes, why not?
Well, you've got no idea, have you? Breeders want bulls with proven genetics, not a bunch of scrub calves like this lot.
What did you call them?
Scrub calves. They're not good enough. Don't you get it? They're not fit for breeding. They're not fit for veal. They're not fit for anything.
All right, all right. You just listen to me for once. Do you want to know why this whole thing has been such a failure?
Go on then.
It's not because the meat's not good enough. It's because I couldn't guarantee continuity of supply.
So?
Don't you see? If you'd got behind this idea from the start, if you'd shown a bit more guts and imagination, instead of moaning and dragging your heels...
Wait.
Then we might have been able to offer them continuity.
No! No, you can't go blaming me. Look, with a farm this size, it was never going to be a runner.
Not with you, I'm not.
Vicky, listen. No one in their right mind is going to risk a small-scale veal enterprise.
Risk? It was me who was taking all the risk, remember? You were never going to lose out.
Either way, it's a stupid idea. Even more so now with feed prices rocketing.
Oh,
there's
yes.
No decent market for speciality
foods.
Oh,
yes, you just think you know it all, don't you?
The one thing I do know about, and that's farming. If you think we can rear bulls, you must be away with the fairies.
All right. That does it. I'm not going to stand here and be insulted.
Well, go then.
I will. And before you get another penny out of me, I want to see a full invoice with a detailed breakdown of your cost. And I'll get mine to go through with a fine-tooth comb.
Well, you think I'm going to try and cheat you?
Oh, you call yourself a farmer. I wouldn't trust you to run a pet's corner.
Oh, get off my farm.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm going. Scrub calves.
Wow. Harry Mason's all over the globe. Mississippi, Vancouver...
Newport Pagnell?
Yeah, I think I've got a cousin down that way.
Oh, so many. How would you narrow it down?
Is there anyone special you'd like to try and find? School friends or long-lost relations?
None that I can think of. Most of my school friends are probably long dead.
Oh.
I wouldn't remember me anyway.
Oh, come on, there must be someone.
Well, there is an old wartime friend of mine.
Okay. Any clues?
Let's see. He used to live in Boston.
As in Boston, Massachusetts?
Yes. I last met him about 20 years ago when he came over to visit Jack and me.
Do you know his address?
Well, that's the thing. I tried calling him recently, but he'd moved away.
Ah.
And the new occupants had no forwarding address. I'm not even sure if he's still alive.
Okay, well, let's see what we can do. What's his full name?
Con Corchmar.
Yeah, well, it's quite an unusual one, so you could just try entering it and see what happens.
Hey, Harry!
Oh,
Jazz, sorry, I'm kind of busy right now.
Just do what you want, then I'll leave you.
I think my time's almost up, Harry.
Well, no, I'm okay. If you want to do this search, then we can...
No, no, really. You've been very kind. Perhaps we can carry on with it next time.
Yeah, sure. Whenever you like.
Is Friday still all right with you?
Yep, it's here in the old diary.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll see you then.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Bye.
Bye.
A real asset to the community. Somebody gave him a medal.
So, all settled in then?
Aye. Squeezed my gear in somehow. Took down your racing boys and put in some pictures of my own.
Okay, fine.
Some fine wee lassies, no an inch of lycra between them.
Right. Oh yeah, and I'll have to make some space in the cabinet for your bathroom stuff.
My what?
Your shampoo and toiletries.
Nae need. No much beyond my toothbrush and razor.
Yeah?
Oh. Oh, and Harry, are you planning on having a bath any time soon?
No. Why?
My overalls got into a right mess down at the pigs yesterday, so I put them into soak.
What, in the bath?
Aye, the kitchen sink wasn't big enough.
Okay, well, no problem. We'll rinse them out and put them through the machine tonight.
Sounds good to me.
So, all happy then?
Well, at least I've got somewhere to lay my head to.
Yeah, we'll get along fine, Jazz old son. Be great, you'll see.
Scrub calves, that's what he called them.
Oh.
My lovely boys. And when I asked him about the bulls, do you know what he said? He told me I was away with the fairies.
Okay, I'm sure he didn't mean...
So, I told him straight.
Let me make the tea, you sit down.
I told him he's no farmer. I wouldn't trust him to run a pet's corner.
What?
Well, after this, it's true, I wouldn't.
Vicky? What did you say a thing like that for?
Well, I'd have said a few more things too if he wasn't your partner.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
And just whose side are you on, Mike Tucker? Would you have stood by and let him treat me like that?
Whoa, all right. Hey? Let's just calm down, shall we? I'm sorry Ed was short with you.
Short? He was downright insulting.
Okay, well, it sounds like you said a few things in the heat of the moment.
Well, I've had it with him, I can tell you. I never want to speak to him again.
But we'll have to, don't you see?
No.
This isn't over yet. We got to sell the calves somehow, and you owe him money.
Well, I told him I'm not paying him.
Look, before we go any further, I'll talk to him, see if I can...
You do if you want, but it makes no difference to me.
See if I can smooth things over.
Well, you can tell him again from me. Before he gets anything, I want a proper detailed invoice and an apology.
Bulls! I mean, can you believe it? She's on another planet.
You think she was serious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, where does she think this is? Texas?
Well...
We're a bunch of blooming cowboys.
She were brought up different in the town. You can't really expect her to understand.
No. When she comes in, she starts telling me how to run my herd. I've just had about enough of it, Mum.
Pity it had to come to a row all the same.
What was I supposed to say?
I don't know.
Well, like, yeah, fine. Let's go ahead with your mad ideas and end up bankrupt.
Now, I can see it's difficult for you, love.
You could say that
now,
again.
Mike is your business partner, isn't he? And if you fall out with Vicky...
It's all so daft anyway. I mean, it don't matter to the calves if they go for veal or manufacturing meat. They'll end up just as dead either way.
Yeah. Well, ta for bringing the milk up anyway.
That's okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm moaning on at you about it.
Don't you worry about that, Lily. Now, how's Emma? Still getting the morning sickness?
A bit, yeah. It's not as bad as it was,
though. Oh, good. So she thought about when she's going to start telling people? Rest of the family, I mean. It'll get a bit awkward. I mean, she won't be able to hide it much longer. Oh.
I'll get it.
I think she'll start to show soon, won't she?
Yes, she will.
Yeah. Ed, good afternoon.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Linda. Come on, then.
Thank you. I can't stay and I expect you're busy too.
Just getting ahead with the tea. Then I'm back off to Pat's in a minute.
Oh, and are you working in the ball tonight?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, I wonder if you could help me with these.
Huh?
They're for this year's village pantomime, Dick Whittington.
Oh.
Yes, I'm holding the first auditions next week. These are lists for people to sign if they're interested.
I was saying you want me to...
If you'd be very kind, put one in the bar and one in the ploughman's.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks so much. And perhaps one for the restaurant too.
Yeah, okay.
Marvellous. It'll save me calling in. I've got such a busy afternoon.
Right, I'm going to be off then, Mum.
All right then, bye-bye, darling. Nice to see you.
Bye. So, Clary, did you have a nice time in Oxford yesterday?
Oh, with the WI. Yeah, we had a lovely afternoon.
Oh, good. I'm sorry I couldn't come.
I took Nick along. We had such a laugh strolling through the colleges, pretending to be professors.
And I hear Nick's decided to join us as a member.
Oh, yes, she already did last week.
Oh, well, Hilary Noakes will be pleased with her drive to recruit younger members.
Yeah, well, it's nice for me too. We're getting on ever so well.
Oh, I am pleased.
Anyway, I'm afraid it's time I were off.
And Clary, while I'm here, have you seen much of Kathy lately?
Well, no. Well, not to speak to. Well,
nor me.
I did see her one afternoon last week, Thursday maybe it was.
Mm.
She was fetching Jamie back from school. They just got home.
Oh.
I waved, but I don't think she saw me. Then I saw her taking them in again on Friday morning.
Doesn't he usually go on the bus?
Yes. I ain't sure what's going on, Linda.
Have you got all your files? Everything you need?
Yeah.
You sure? I don't mind waiting.
Mum, let's just go, can we?
All right. So, how was your day? Double science?
Oh.
Well, you don't have to do it next year if you don't want to. You're good at it, though. Anyway, there's still a long time to go before you have to make any decisions. Are you okay with pasta tonight, or shall we stop and get something else in? Oh! Can you see who that is?
Lee.
Oh, why is he calling me now? Well, I can't talk. You better just switch it off. I'll have to call him back later when we get home.
Look, Mum, you really don't have to keep doing this. It's so stupid.
No, it's not.
It's messing up your work. It's stressing us both out. Why don't you let me get the bus?
Oh, you know why, Jamie.
Yeah, great. And what are my friends going to think? I feel a real idiot.
Well, I can't help that. So it may not be ideal as far as my work's concerned, but I'm managing. Your future is far more important.
Go on, girls. Yep.
Ed!
Sorry, Mike. I'm busy right now.
I wanted to catch you for milking.
Yeah, I'm just about to start.
Look, we do need a talk.
Look, if this is about...
What happened with you and Vicky yesterday?
Well, there's not much to say, is there? I just don't want her on this farm anymore.
I know it's an awkward situation for all of us.
Look, I just want to be left to get on with my job, if that's okay with you.
Come on, Ed, we've got to try sort this out.
Yeah?
Yes, we've got a business to run.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do about it.
Okay, well,
Look, the veal thing was bad enough, Mike. But if she thinks I'm going to start raising bulls that nobody wants...
Look, never mind that. You made your point. Vicky knows it's a non-starter.
Does she?
Yes. Whatever she might have said yesterday, she was very upset. She spent all last week trying to find buyers for the veal and... Well, now it's all come to nothing.
Yeah, well, she can't blame me for that.
Ed, try and see it from her point of view. She ain't a farmer. She never pretended she was.
Yeah, too right she's not.
And yes, she was wrong about the veal, but... Well, be fair, when she started out, she knew nothing about the business. It was always a long shot, but who knows? It might have worked.
What, you really believe that?
She wanted to give it a try, and I was willing to support her, and... You can't say she wasn't committed. She put her heart and soul into making it work.
Look, Mike... I don't want a row about this any more than you.
Okay, then. So...
Yeah, maybe Vicky thought she was doing it for the best. And she did put a lot into it, but it hasn't worked out. She's going to have to face up to that.
Yes, you're right. She knows that now. She understands. All she wants, what we both want, is to draw a line under this whole flipping business.
All right, fair enough. Let's just forget it ever happened, yeah?
Great. That's more like it. Shake on it.
Okay.
I'll give the oilers a buzz and see if we can get them calves off to market tomorrow.
Yeah, the sooner the better.
And we need to sort out the money too.
Oh, look, I'm not expecting to make anything out of this, Mike. All I want to do is cover my costs.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You just tell us what we owe and we'll sort it.
Yeah.
You see, my little grandson, Oscar, is just mad about cats.
Really?
Oh, yes, he adores them. He can almost say it, actually. Ka. First proper word.
Wow.
So sweet. So, of course, when it came to choosing this year's panto, it just had to be Dick Whittington.
I can't believe it's that time of year again already.
Oh, yes, only 10 weeks to go.
Right, scary.
Kenton, why are you collecting old videos?
Oh, they're not mine. Alan dropped them off for Jim.
Alan?
Yeah, an old boy died at the Laurels and somehow Alan's inherited his video collection. So he's passed them on to Jim.
Oh. Oh, well. Anyway, if you could find a place for this poster.
Yeah, sure, I can squeeze it in somewhere.
Good.
Right, I've got a cocktail menu that needs updating, Linda, so if...
Kenton, about Jamie.
What?
Well, I'm sure you've heard the latest.
But if you mean the hide trashing and the barn dance, yes.
Well, I know it's not really my business, but poor Kathy is finding it quite a strain.
Linda, I know Jamie's hit a rough patch and I'm really worried for him. So if I can do anything to help, then I will.
Well, I was just...
No, I'm already onto it. Okay.
There's yours then, love. I'll have mine later. I've got to call Lee back. And then I brought some work home that I must try and finish.
Mum, can I ask you something?
What?
How long are you planning to keep this up?
You know why I'm doing it, so let's not start all that again.
No, seriously, I just want to know. Like all year.
Jamie,
It's going to use up a whole lot of petrol. Just think of what you're doing to the planet.
I'll keep on with the school run until I can trust you not to bunk off and miss your lessons.
And that's going
to
be when?
That's really up to you. I mean, if you work hard, be polite to your teachers, take your exams seriously. That will be a good start. Oh, all right. Well, I better go and call Lee. Don't let your food get cold.
Hey, Kenton.
Hi, old mate. How you doing?
Don't ask.
Yeah. It's been kind of interesting for you lately.
You could say that, yeah. It's getting where it's just not funny anymore. Mum's going completely mental.
Oh, right, well, sounds like you could do with a break from it all. How are you fixed Wednesday night?
I'm free, yeah.
Okay, well, why don't I pick you up and we go out for a bite to eat?
Yeah, great.
If that's all right with your mum.
Yeah, don't worry. She's not going to say no, is she?
You made it up then. Oh, I am pleased.
Yeah, with Mike, yeah.
Oh, that's a start anyway.
Well, the problem was never with me and him, was it? It's with Vicky.
Well, Mike's on your side about the calves, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess.
Ah, I'm sure he'll soon talk Vicky round.
We'll see.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
So you're having a little drink to celebrate?
Well, it's too soon for that. No, George is at Will's. Emma's gone round to her nan's.
So you'll just have to talk to me then?
Yeah. Oh, and Mum.
Yeah?
You know what you said earlier about Emma being 3 months now?
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, we've had a talk about it, and yeah, you're right. Maybe it's time we started telling people.
Oh, good, I'm so pleased.
I mean, maybe not like today, but...
Oh, that'll be so much easier for me. I've had to be so patient.
Yeah.
Ed?
Oh, hiya, Mike.
Oh, hello.
Oh, evening, Clary. What are you having?
Oh, no, I can't stop, thanks, all the same. Anyway, it's me who owes you, I reckon.
No, what?
Next time, then.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that the lorry will be there to pick up them cars first thing in the morning.
Yeah?
Hmm?
Oh, that's great. What time?
8:30.
Yeah, no, I should be through by then.
I'll come down and help you load them up.
Oh, no, I can manage.
It'll be easier with two.
Oh, okay.
Well, I might even go with them to market. See them sold. Don't suppose Vicky will want to be there.
Mike, about my bill.
Huh?
Look, Vicky was on about me making out a proper invoice, having it all itemised.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a pretty good idea of what my total costs are, but if she thinks I'm going to break it down to the last penny...
No, don't you worry about that. You just give me the total and leave the rest to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Got a rush now, anyway. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you, Mike.
So, is that all sorted, then?
Yeah, I hope so.
Mike sounds happier anyway.
Yeah, listen, Mum, about Emma...
Oh, it'll be such a relief to talk about it. I've been sitting on this secret for so long.
Yeah, but look, before you say anything, just let Emma tell people first.
Oh, yeah.
The family, you know?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Thanks.
I can't wait till Susan hears the news. She's going to be so excited.
I can't believe we've only sold 42 tickets.
What's this for?
The YFC ball next Friday at the Feathers.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that includes the three that Charlotte sold at the weekend. Our target's 70 if we're going to make a decent profit.
Well, you're over halfway there, love.
With 10 days to go, and these are double tickets we're talking about.
Oh, so it's tough being assistant social secretary then.
You're not helping.
Is that bitten?
Yep, it's almost done.
Great, I'm starving.
Coffee's here. Everything all right out there?
I've isolated 106. Could be the beginnings of my status.
Okay.
Has Ben had his breakfast?
Yep, and Josh. He's getting his stuff together. I'm not sure what Ben's up to.
And what about you, Pip?
No time.
Ben, come on, you'll be late.
Well, if you're quick.
Anyway, I'm too stressed.
Aww.
YFC ball.
It's only a week and a half to go, and I've got almost 30 tickets to sell.
And now, don't panic.
Give me one good reason.
Well,
there's always a last-minute rush. That's how these things work.
Yeah, your dad's right.
There just aren't enough members who want to come or who can afford it. That's the trouble.
Don't worry, you've still got time.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, where's my general studies book?
It's in the living room.
How's the bacon?
It is done. Just waiting for the toast.
Did Bert get off to his ploughing match? I saw him with the Law Order.
Yep, all geared up to go with the Massey.
So where's it this week? Beckwill?
Yep, and he reckons he's now lying third in the county championship.
Hey!
Morning.
Hi, Emma.
Morning. Yeah, and with his arch rival Jimmy Prentice now officially retired...
That's all he was telling me.
He feels that trophy's his by rights.
Oh, it'd be such a thrill if he won it again.
Yeah, it would.
I thought I'd come early and start on the upstairs.
We'll have some coffee first.
Oh, yes, please.
Well, I've got time later. I might nip down to Beckwell, see how he's doing.
I'm sure he'd appreciate that.
Ruth, are you milking this afternoon, or is it Eddie?
No, it's me.
Okay.
Any reason?
Well, I'd like just a quick word with you and David, if you're around.
Oh,
not now. This afternoon, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, then. There's your coffee. Oh, thanks. I'll take this up with me and get started.
Okay. Oh. Well.
Suppose we'll just have to wait and see.
I've got them all penned up for you. Ready to go.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
As soon as he's got the lorry backed up.
Oh, that's great.
I'll go along with them, see how much they get.
Well, if you like.
Yeah, well, I think Vicky would appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. You asked how much she owes me. Well, I wrote it down here last night.
Oh, right.
Yeah, sorry, that's a bit of tea on there.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing it on the kitchen table in a rush.
That's okay, I can still read it.
That's the total, yeah.
1150? You sure that's everything?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that'll cover all my costs. You know, feed, grazing, fertiliser. Though, like I said, it's not what she asked for. I haven't had time to break it all down for
her. No, that sounds more than fair. No, tar. I'll pass it on to Vicky.
Yeah, there's no rush.
Well, I think the sooner we get it settled... Okay, well, that's great.
Okay.
Let him get the tailgate down, then we'll shift him.
Tell you what, Mike. Shall be sorry to see the back of this lot.
No, well... You've done a good job, though. They're a nice looking bunch of calves.
Yeah.
See them go off for junk food is a shame.
Hey, is that...
Vicky, oh dear.
What is she doing here, Mike?
I don't know, none of you. Wait here, I'll sort this out. Vicky, hello, love. I wasn't expecting to see
it's
you
right,
down here.
All right, I'll stay where I am. I shan't come any closer.
Okay, but...
You can tell Ed from me I've not come to interfere.
No, love, but I thought you'd rather keep away.
Oh, Mike, I tried, but... I just couldn't let them go off without seeing them one last time. Just to say goodbye.
Oh, well, this is a nice surprise. We don't usually see you at dinner time.
Is Dad not here?
No, he's hedge trimming up at home farm.
Oh.
While it's dry. Adam rung him yesterday.
Oh.
So you can talk to me anyway. I'll make you some coffee. Don't have to be back at work for a little while. Oh,
just a minute, Mum.
Emma? There's nothing wrong, is there?
No, nothing at all. I've got something to tell you.
What? Emma?
I'm pregnant. Oh. I'm going to have a baby.
Oh, Emma, that's Oh, that's lovely news. I'm so pleased. I'm so excited.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Oh, so when? How long?
Over 3 months now. 14 weeks.
Oh, 3 months. Oh, Emma. Yeah.
I didn't want to say before in case, well, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll say. And is everything going well? How are you feeling?
Good, yeah, fine. Apart from a bit of morning sickness.
Oh, but you didn't get that last time, did you?
No. Anyway, it's getting better now.
Oh, good. Oh, love, it's wonderful news. Your dad will be so thrilled.
Yeah, well, I hoped he'd be here. But...
Oh, and Clara, you must go and tell her as soon as you can. She'll be over the moon.
Well, actually, she kind of guessed already.
Guessed? Hey.
Well... She was round at ours when I first had the morning sickness and... She just put two and two together, you know.
Well, I've seen more of you than Clary and I never noticed.
Mum, you've been so busy these last few weeks. There's been so much going on with Chris and Alice and the shop.
Yeah, I suppose it's not too surprising, really. Like your dad says, sometimes my feet don't hardly touch the ground.
So, if all goes well, by next April, you'll be a grandmother again.
Oh, a spring baby. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, love. Congratulations.
Hello, love.
Whack.
Me, I'm home.
Yeah, I'm in here. Just finishing off some paperwork.
Hello. Wasn't sure if you'd be back.
I've been back a while. Shop all right?
Oh, just the usual. What about you? What happened at the market?
Well...
Oh, it's been so awful. I've been trying not to think about it all day.
You did say not to call.
So come on then. Tell me now. How much do they sell for?
Better brace yourself.
Go on.
100 quid each.
Oh. Oh, my.
Yeah, ain't very good.
Oh. Oh, I knew it'd be bad, but after all my hard work...
You've done your best, love.
Well, I suppose at least we got something.
And there is some better news, too. Here.
What's that?
Ed's given us his bill. Say how much you owe him.
Oh.
Here, see? Here. Done a thorough job. It's all broken down and itemised and printed out on Grange Farm paper.
Yes, well, I am surprised. Maybe got Emma to do it for him.
I've been through it. It all checks out. I think it's quite fair.
Well, something I said must have got through to him anyway.
Yeah. And you can see he ain't charged for his labour. It was only his cost.
It still comes to... 1150.
No, that's before we sold the cards. So you can take 800 off of that and just leaves you owing 350.
Hmm. Well, I suppose that could be worse.
Yeah, a lot worse considering.
Well, I better pay him, I suppose.
Do you want me to give him the cheque?
Would you mind? No. I'm not bottling out, I just don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's get this over and done with. Where's me bag?
Here.
I've learnt one thing from all this, anyway. I don't want to see another car ever again. I just don't think I could bear it.
Hey, Mum. Oh, guess what?
Hi, Pip. You're looking a bit more cheerful.
Well, I've just sold 2 more tickets for the ball.
Hey, that's great. Well done.
Will and Nick are having one, and Tom and Brenda. And Chris Carter's really up for it too. He's going to see if Alice can come.
You have been busy.
Well, I was free this afternoon, so Charlotte gave me a lift back to the village.
Okay.
And I sold 3 at college this morning, and I've still not asked Roy and Hayley.
You must be well on your way to that 70.
Well, it is looking a lot better. Though I still don't know what I'm going to wear.
Oh, we can find you something.
This has got to be dead smart, Mum. Charlotte's getting a whole new outfit.
Hiya.
Oh, here's your dad.
Hi.
Hello, how did Bert get on?
Yeah, a real walkover. He won his class.
Really?
Yep, 50 quid and the Beckwell Cup.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, go Bert.
He's now second in the county championship.
With how many matches left to go?
We've got 2 more. It's going to be a real nail biter.
Wow. Well, I'm not sure if I can quite stand the tension.
Oh, she's proud of him, really.
Yeah.
Okay,
Well, I better start on this lot.
Hi, Emma.
Hello.
Oh,
Don't go, David. Hello, Emma.
Hello. Is this a good time to have a chat?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Well, it won't take long, really. I just wanted to tell you that, well, I'm going to have a baby.
Hey, Emma! Oh, that's great! That's wonderful!
Oh, congratulations!
Oh, that's lovely!
That's fantastic!
I'm just over 3 months, so...
Oh, that's great!
3 months, so that's...
Well, it's due in April.
Right.
And I wanted to tell you as soon as I could, because, well, I'll have to take some time off when it comes.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about that now. I'm so pleased for you. I really am.
There you go. That's from Vicky.
Oh, okay.
Balance of what we owe you.
Thanks for that.
And this, well, just a bit extra from me.
What?
For your hard work and trouble.
No, look, there's no need for
go
that.
Go on,
like...
Ed, it's only 30 quid and you're due way more than that for your labour.
Well...
Look, go on, take it.
Okay then. Yeah, thank you. I do appreciate that.
Well, I don't want no more bad feeling. I'm just glad it's all over and done with.
Yeah, you and me both, Mark.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Emma.
Hello.
Yeah, and I'll see you tomorrow then, Ed.
Yeah, I'll see you. Oh, Mike. Tell him about the baby.
Oh, shall I go?
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll tell him about it tomorrow. Hello. So how did it go with your mum? Was she pleased?
Was she? Over the moon.
Oh, great.
A bit put out that Clary knew before her.
Grandmothers, eh?
I just told Ruth and David. They were so nice about it.
Oh, that's good.
So I just need to sort out my maternity leave with Elizabeth.
Well, I can tell you one person who may not be so thrilled about it all. Yeah, Will. Well, this time he can't say it's not mine.
Oh, well, he'll have to be told, though. Won't he?
Well...
Maybe we should go down tonight while Nick's there.
No, I shouldn't worry about it. He'll find out soon enough.
Oh, gosh. Nice to be home.
I'm going in to change.
Wait a minute.
Kenton's coming soon.
Yes, I know Kenton's coming. But you can take some of the shopping in with you.
Okay.
There. And you won't forget about your homework, will you? I want you back in plenty of time.
Yeah, Mum, stop stressing. It's all sorted.
That's the deal. If you want to go out with Kenton, fine. But only on this one condition.
Yeah, I hear you.
Kathy.
Oh, hi, Clary.
Hello. Hello, Jamie.
Hi.
Back from school, are you?
Well, we did some shopping on the way.
Oh, well, half term next week, innit?
Yes. Oh, and I hear congratulations are in order.
Oh, yeah.
Another grandchild on the way. That's lovely news.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. It's so nice for Emma and Edward.
Oh, yeah, they must be delighted. I only just heard.
Did you?
Yeah, from Susan in the shop.
Oh, good. So Emma must have told her then.
So how long have you known?
Well, I guessed a little while ago, but I had to wait for Emma to break the news first. Now Susan knows, it'll be all round the village.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, is that Kenton?
Yes, he's just popped over to see Jamie.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'd better go and get the tea on.
Bye then.
Ta-da, Cathy. Oh, do call in any time if you feel like a chat.
Yes, I will.
Oh, hi, Clary.
Hello.
Cathy, hi.
Hello, Kenton.
So, well, not too early, am I?
No, you're fine. Mm. Jamie's getting changed.
And this is okay with you? I mean... me taking him out?
Yes, of course. Why shouldn't it be?
Well...
But I want him back here by 7:30 at the very latest.
Okay, I understand.
He's got a maths test tomorrow, mm-hmm. And he needs to do some proper revision.
He'll be back on time, I promise.
Well, if he's not, I'll...
Cathy, it'll just be a Coke and pizza and then straight back home. You know, just to give us a chance to catch up. And, you know, I thought it might help the situation.
What situation?
I've been busy, but I've not been on another planet... I mean, you must have had a bumpy ride this last week or so.
Yes, well, we're through all that now. We're doing fine.
Yeah?
Yes.
Right.
We've arranged to take a few days off over half term, so Jamie and I will have some time together.
Kenton, hey.
Hey, kiddo, you all set?
Yeah, I'm cool. Let's go.
Great.
Remember what I said?
Yeah, Mum. Hey, Kenton, I've got some great sounds here for the road.
Yeah, well, if that is hip-hop, I'm walking.
Nah, way better.
Okay, then. Come on, let's go.
Bye.
Eddie?
Yeah?
He's edging off with Kenton.
Eddie, come away from that window.
Just thought you'd be interested.
Well, wherever he's going, it ain't none of our business. Where's Joe got to?
Oh, down at Grange Farm getting apples.
Oh, cider.
No, for the apple day at Lower Loxley. They want some old varieties of cider apples.
That's Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, I might go along.
I was talking to Hayley. She says they got a basket maker coming. Oh. I'd say that. Oh, and did you know they'll be doing their Christmas thing like last year? Deck the hall?
Dad'll have to get busy with his decorations.
Now, Eddie, now there's going to be a proper skating rink and fairy lights in the trees again and a real German market. That'd be something to look forward to, eh?
Hello, Mum?
Oh, William,
hello. Oh, hello, son. You through early today?
Tea's just made. Come in and have a cup.
No, I'm not here for that.
Oh, so...
Mum, is it true? Is Emma expecting a baby?
Ah, so you've heard.
So she is then?
Yeah, that's right. Isn't it nice?
Well, so why didn't somebody tell me?
What do you mean?
I just heard from Jennifer up at Home Farm.
Oh.
Jennifer?
Yeah. So how come she knew before me? I just didn't know what to say.
William.
Jennifer Aldridge telling me I'm going to be an uncle? How do you think I felt?
William, now shush, calm down. Emma only told Susan yesterday. She's just 3 months now.
Yeah, so we couldn't say anything.
Well, so how long have you known for?
I did guess.
Great. Well, thanks for telling me.
William, I couldn't. I had to keep it a secret.
Yeah, that's right. So I have to find out from Jennifer? It must be all over the village if she knows.
Oh, dear.
Well, it would have been nice if one of you had bothered to tell me first. Now, instead of leaving it to the gossips.
William. We didn't know it would happen like this.
Yeah, I dare say Emma or Edward was going to tell you themselves.
Well, they didn't hurry about it, did they?
It's only been a day. They may not have had a chance.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, anyway, now that you do know, aren't you pleased for them?
What?
Well, it's good news, isn't it? Another grandchild for us.
Yeah, a little brother or sister for George.
Dad, after what Ed's done to me, you think I'm going to congratulate him?
Now, come on, William. You've got your own family now, innit?
Yeah, and George is your son, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the reminder.
William.
Anyway, from the way Ed's behaved with George, you really think he's fit to be a father to his own child?
What?
Now, William.
You heard.
William, you can't mean that.
Yes, I do. He's just not responsible. I feel sorry for any baby that's brought up in that house.
Blimey, Nick.
Oh, William.
This is the best margarita.
Awesome.
Sure, Em. What else have you been up to, apart from cricket?
Not much.
Huh? You spent a fun afternoon repairing a hide with Robert Snell.
Yeah, okay. But the biscuit tin wasn't my idea.
Biscuit tin?
Yeah, Marty brought it. It was his idea to light a fire.
Yeah, Marty.
Yeah, a real Boy Scout. Mum doesn't know it was him, though.
Oh, okay.
Of course, it's me who takes the rap. And I expect you heard about the barn dance, too.
Well, actually, I have a brother at Brookfield, yeah? Big fella, name of Dave.
Yeah, okay. So I went and had a drink. What's the big deal?
Well, there's no big deal as far as I'm concerned.
No?
What, a couple of underage drinks at a barn dance? Of course, I wouldn't allow it at Jack's. I've got my licence to consider, so don't you go and get any ideas.
I wouldn't be dumb enough to try.
Yeah, good. No, it's not so much that, it's all the rest of it.
What?
Well, the shouting at people, getting yourself chucked out, Dave having to take you home. Now, that wasn't so clever, was it?
No, well...
I can see why your mum wasn't very impressed. What was all that about?
I don't know. I was just bored, fed up. People started annoying me.
Okay.
It's like there's nothing good happening in my life right now. When I try and break out and have some fun time, everyone just comes down on me.
Everyone?
Yeah. Mum, my teachers.
Oh yeah, well, things are not good at school.
Mum had a letter last week, just because I bunked off a few times.
Ah, right.
Yeah, she went completely mental. Like I'm heading for an ASBO or something. And now she...
She what?
You won't believe this. She doesn't let me get the bus anymore. She's taking me in school and picking me up again. Like I'm back in year two.
Okay.
He's crazy. He's just totally stressing her out with work and everything.
Right. Though, to be absolutely fair on her, Jamie, maybe she does have a tiny point about the bunking off.
Huh?
Well, as you know, I'm not a shining example of academic achievement, but even I made sure I had a few decent O-levels before I ran off to sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the way that I saw it, if you had to put up with going to school, you might as well get something out of it. I mean, you know, you only get the one chance.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. But as for the taking the school thing, I'm with you on that. And it does seem a little bit bonkers.
Yeah, too right.
So, I can't make any promises, but I'll see what I can do. Yeah? Might be able to help you out there.
I'll get this in, I think. I'm sure it's going to rain.
Okay, love.
I were afraid this would happen with William. Didn't I tell you?
Yeah.
I never thought he'd take it as bad as that. Saying those dreadful things about Edward.
Yeah. That wasn't called for. Not good at all.
And after all this time, I'd hoped he was starting to get over it all.
Yeah. Not our William.
Well, I hope he don't go and talk like that to Emma. She'd be so upset. Don't like to think about it.
No, I'll give him a day or so. He'll soon calm down.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon a lot of it's because he was made to look a fool in front of Jennifer Aldridge.
Yeah, maybe.
I might have felt the same. It's a shame our Edward didn't think to go and tell him face to face, though.
You think it would have made a lot of difference?
Too late now, any road.
Yeah. Oh, these shirts are hardly dried at all. I'll have to hang them over the stove.
Anyway, Dad's chuffed to bits with being a great-granddad again.
Yeah, it's sweet now. See that big smile on his face.
Yeah. And however William feels about it, well, Nick's got no axe to grind.
Ah, that's true. William's very lucky to have her. Such a nice, sensible girl.
Oh, she is that.
Well, I think we didn't get on at the start. Yeah, no, perhaps she'll be able to talk him round. If anyone can do it, I reckon she can.
Look, I just hope Frank will know the difference between a naan and a chapati.
What's wrong with chips?
Oi, might be not to employ you as a chef.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Back on time, see ya. 2 minutes to spare.
Yes. So, how was the pizza?
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, great. Mm.
Good. Well, so long as you've had a decent meal.
Yeah, Mum, I'm stuffed.
Well, that test tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, better go and revise. Thanks, Kenton. I had a good time.
Oh, you're welcome, mate. Any time.
See ya.
Well, that seemed to go all right.
Yeah, it was really good for us to have some time. Thanks for letting him come.
Well, he's not a prisoner here. Or is that what he's been telling you?
Well, he did tell me he's been bunking off his lessons.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and I'm right behind you on that one.
Are you?
Yeah, God, I don't want him to mess up his GCSEs. And we've had words to that effect.
Oh, well, I hope it got through to him.
Yeah, he says you've taken on his school run.
I really don't have a lot of choice.
Well, maybe not, but I was just wondering if I can maybe help out.
How?
Well, I'm free tomorrow afternoon. Why don't you let me pick him up?
You?
Yeah, let me do the same thing again. Hang out for a couple of hours, have some food.
Well, I'm not sure.
Kathy, I promise I'll look after and make sure he's back on time. He'll give you a break. He must be wearing you out.
Well, all right then, yes. That's fine by me.
Well, you're overstocked with raspberry. People stop buying it all of a sudden.
I think it's seasonal, Mum.
Yeah.
I've marked them down to 3 for £1.
Yeah, I saw. That should help.
Hello.
Emma!
Oh, hey, Emma. Congratulations.
Oh, you've heard then.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations, love. Yeah, let me hug you. It's wonderful news.
Thanks. Oh, my turn. Oh,
I was so excited when Mum told me. You've no idea. I've been hoping to see you, actually.
Clary told me yesterday.
Oh, right.
Poor Clary, holding on to that secret must have been torture for her.
Yeah.
So you're 3 months?
Yeah, well, 14 weeks, actually.
Oh, that's so nice.
You're looking so well, too.
I'm just 2 months ahead of you. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Ah, now there'll be two of us. I won't be the only pregnant girl in the village.
I'm sure there's more than two of us.
It's a big relief, I can tell you. Oh, hey, maybe we can go to antenatal together.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll give you a call and we can talk about it.
All right.
Well, now you're here, can Helen get you something?
Oh, just some yoghurts, please. Vanilla.
OK. Mum, did you bring any more vanilla?
Yeah, I'll find them for you. How many?
Half a dozen.
OK.
Though our raspberry do happen to be on offer right now.
No, I'm a bit off the stronger flavours.
Oh, dear. Is that because...
Yeah, I've had a bit of morning sickness this time.
Oh, poor you.
Well, it's getting better now. I was lucky with George, I suppose.
Well, it's not all down to luck, you know.
Isn't it?
I've not had it at all, and I'm sure that's partly because of my diet.
Here you are. 6 vanilla.
Thanks.
Oh, there are things you can do to help avoid it. One of the keys is to keep your blood sugar level constant.
Oh, blood sugar.
Yeah. Have you tried slow-burn whole-grain foods or nuts? And you must keep up your fluid intake.
Oh, right.
And you could try ginger or peppermint tea. They help against nausea too.
Really?
Oh, excuse me. I better take this call.
I didn't bother with any of that when I was pregnant with George.
Well, I'm living proof. It certainly worked for me.
Kathy, hi.
Is this a bad time?
No, what can I do for you?
Well, this is just on the off chance. Are you around tonight?
Yes, I am. Why?
Oh, Kenton's taking Jamie out for supper again, fetching him from school.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he offered, and I can't say I'm over the moon about it, but Jamie does seem a bit happier now that Kenton's finally decided to get in touch. It's actually quite a help for me, so...
So why don't you come and eat with us?
No, I didn't mean to invite myself over.
Ah, come on, we'd love to have you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Helen's coming round too, so we can have a proper family supper.
OK then, thanks, I will.
Whoa, this takes me back.
Deja vu?
Oh, sudden flashback to biology on Tuesday morning, sitting next to Wendy Clutterbuck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Though it was the grammar school back then. Way classier.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Come on in. Hop in. And you'll notice I was bang on time.
Yeah, thanks for picking me up, Kenton.
No problem. Thought I'd bring the car, save us a walk.
Yeah, great.
Oh, and I've got some sounds of my own here.
Yeah?
Yep. Get your ears around this.
Hey, cool, I like it.
Yeah, just to get us in the mood. Tonight is Bollywood night at Jack's.
I can't pretend taking him to and from school every day is easy. I mean, in fact, it's a bit of a nightmare at times.
I'm not surprised.
But I'm managing. And I can't let things go by the board because they're too much trouble. I've decided I'm going to take charge of my life, make my own agenda, and not leave it up to other people.
That all sounds good to me.
Well, now I'm finally single again, I want to make a completely fresh start.
Hey. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello, love.
Oh, hi, Kathy. Did I get the right time?
Yeah, it's all ready. Can you give your dad a call? He's in the living room.
Okay.
Ooh, that smells good.
It's nothing fancy, I'm afraid. It's just veggie lasagna.
Great.
Dad, supper's ready. Dad!
Probably deep in his umpire's rule book.
Really?
Yeah, he's going on a course tomorrow.
Ooh.
Brushing up on the finer points of the no ball rules, I expect.
Shall I go and get him, Mum?
Oh, he knows it's ready. Come and sit down.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I don't know if you want to help yourselves.
No, you go on.
Okay.
Oh, I'm really hungry.
Whoa, not too much for me, Mum.
Yeah, it's okay, love. I did use low-fat cheese for the sauce.
You see, Kathy, as soon as I get my feet under this table, she tries to mother me again.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, Mum. Next thing, you'll be telling me to eat up my broccoli.
It does look delicious.
Is that all right for you, Kathy?
Yes, fine, thanks.
Oh, half that'll do for me, thanks.
I suppose you're having to eat for two now.
No,
Kathy, you're wrong, actually.
Am I?
Yes, that's just an old wives' tale.
Oh, well, I didn't mean it literally.
No, no, it's fascinating. I've done the research. For the last 6 months of pregnancy, an average woman only needs 300 extra calories a day.
Really?
Oh. Well, I'm sure that's just a rough guide.
No, 300, Mum. It's a fact.
Maybe, but 300 more than what?
Anyway, the baby's squeezing my stomach. It's much better to eat little and often.
Oh, you're looking very fit and well on it, Helen.
Oh, thanks. I still get to the gym whenever I can.
You do?
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of a nuisance. I can't do my full routine anymore. No heavy weights.
Oh, when I was pregnant, I used to go swimming.
Yeah. Maybe you should try that, love.
I'm not sure if that would do it, really.
Well, it's good, healthy exercise.
Yes, but I still need a proper workout, Mum. I mean, by keeping fit, I'm helping the baby too.
I suppose that's true, in a way.
Well, it's no use waiting for Tony. Let's tuck in, shall we?
Oh, watch out for those samosas. I did warn you. Frank doesn't believe in sparing the chilies. Hey, come on, take a few deep breaths.
Drink.
Yeah. All right, got it? You're right. Yeah. So, you're going to keep up with the cricket now the season's over? Go to nets?
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Well, we'd get you out of the house, wouldn't it? And it's perfectly legal, so your mum can't make a fuss.
Oh, that's true.
Well, I should think about it. I mean, the more normal, healthy stuff you do like that, then the quicker she's going to relax and stop stressing.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I mean, when she realises she can trust you not to get brought home in a squad car, well, you know, she might give up on this school run for a start.
I don't know, I wouldn't count on it.
Well, maybe she has got a little bit obsessive, but if you want her to ease up, then you'll have to work at it. Meet her halfway. Yeah? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense, I suppose.
Yeah, okay, I'll shut up about it now. Fancy another samosa?
I'm okay for now, thanks.
Yeah, all right, pace yourself. We've still got, half an hour to go before we need to head off.
Hey, and you know that maths test?
Mm?
It wasn't that bad, really.
No?
Yeah, I did all right. Way better than I thought.
Oh, well, that's great. Well done.
Probably because I did some serious revision when I got home.
Yeah, well, make sure you tell your mum that.
If she asks, yeah.
Oh, wow. I love this track. Here, Jamie, watch this.
What?
I went through some DVDs last night, practiced a few moves. Okay, you ready? And... Oh, yes.
Hey, yeah. Way to go, Kenton.
Oh.
Woo. Don't stop. That was brilliant.
Hi.
My sexy Bollywood star.
Holly.
Hey, and where have you been, stranger? I thought at least you might have given me a call.
I've been...
Well, have you forgotten all about me? Because I haven't forgotten about you.
Yeah, look, Holly...
Well, I mean...
It was
a pretty memorable occasion, wasn't it?
Yeah, this isn't a great time. I'm hanging out with Jamie.
Oh, hi there, Jamie. Remember me? I'm Holly.
Hi.
Yeah, Holly, look, me and Jamie, we need to eat, and then I've got to take him home, so we just need a bit of space, all right?
Oh,
What? Hey, Jamie! Wait! Jamie!
Where's he off to? Oops. Did I say something wrong?
Great timing, Holly. Jamie!
That was a lovely meal, Pat.
Thanks.
If I'm not careful, I'll fall asleep.
Yeah, me too. But you do see what I mean about Helen.
Well, she does seem quite picky about what she's eating.
Picky? We saw her sad little helping tonight. It's hardly enough to feed a sparrow.
She did say she finds it more comfortable to eat little and often.
How often?
That was certainly the case with me.
Yeah, but all this talk about how her stomach's shrinking because she's pregnant.
Does happen.
I'm just worried she's using it as an excuse.
She's obviously researched it all, and she seems very careful about getting the right nutrients.
Yes, but...
So there's probably no need for you to worry too much.
If this was any other girl, I'd agree. But this is Helen we're talking about.
I know she has a history, but, well, I'm sure she'd do nothing to put the baby at risk.
I hope not.
No. Anyway, her midwife will know her history too, so she ought to spot any worrying signs.
You'd think so.
Yes, that's what they're trained for.
Oh, I know, I know. But in this day and age, the medics seem more worried about obesity. Maybe you're right. I'm getting in a stew about nothing.
I'm not her mother, of course.
It's just that even if she is eating sensibly, as she says, it's her obsessive attitude I find worrying. Counting every last calorie. Sure, it can't be a good sign where Helen's concerned.
Jamie!
Hey!
Oh, go away.
What's all this? Where are you off to?
Where do you think?
Hey, come on, there's no need
I'm going home, all right? I've had enough.
Yeah, but why? What's the problem?
I'm working out.
And how it... What, are you going to walk or what?
This is a taxi rank. I'm waiting for a taxi.
Yeah, but that's daft. If you want to go home, let me take you.
No, I don't need a lift from you, all right?
Jamie, if this is about Holly, it's not what you think.
Oh, so she's just a customer, is she?
Yes. Well, no.
Oh, please.
She was when she met you last time, but...
I'm not an idiot.
She is just a friend. We went out once, and I've not seen her for 4 weeks.
Well, you're pathetic. Why should I believe a word you say?
Jamie, look, if you have to go, take this for the taxi.
No, I don't want your money.
Okay, well, I'll give you a call later. Keep in touch, all right? Right. Thank you, Holly.
Oh, Jazza. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, did I wake you up?
Oh, no. I was just grabbing a power nap. Had a long round this morning.
Aye. Stormy all night.
I'm going to make some coffee. Do you want some?
No for me, Tat.
Then I'm going for a bike ride, then another computer lesson with Peggy Woolley, and, I've got to talk Halloween with Fallon.
Still gone for Man of the Year then, eh? Mr. Ambridge 2010.
Jazza, have you lost something?
Aye. My leftover chips for last night.
Oh, yeah.
I could swear I left them here in the kitchen.
What, on the side, wrapped in paper?
Aye, that same.
Okay, I'm afraid I binned them.
What? You binned my chips?
Well, Jazz, they were cold. They were disgusting. They stuck together in a lump.
There was nothing wrong with them. Saving them.
Well, saving them for what?
My afternoon chip, buddy.
Jazzy, you can't be serious.
Am I? What am I going to eat now?
We've got apples, muesli, dried apricots.
Oh, Harry, please, I'm not a gerbil, I need some real grub.
Oh, fibre, vitamins, antioxidants.
So I'll just have to starve instead.
Nah, you'll live. Where's the mugs?
What mugs?
Well, my racing bike mug, the one I use every day.
Oh, aye.
Have you seen it?
I borrowed it last night.
Okay.
And there's maybe a couple still in my room.
Well, so maybe you could fetch them through and wash them up sometime.
I'll do that as soon as I come home.
Oh, you're off then?
Aye, back down to the pigs. I'll grab a pie for the shop.
All right, I'll see you later.
Harry, I'm going to bring a friend back with me tonight. Is that okay by you?
Yeah, of course, that's fine. Who's,
I've got your hand. I'll see you later.
I still cannot believe that she would do that.
And you didn't know she was coming in?
No. Honestly, I've not even heard from her since... Well, you know.
Yeah.
That was about a month ago. And then she turns up out of the blue, prances over, you know, hello, stranger, and starts snogging me like there was no tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it was a bit more than a friendly peck on the cheek.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
I mean, you know, Holly's a lovely girl in many ways and in other circumstances, but... Why couldn't she have chosen another time to renew our acquaintance?
Not a great moment for you, by the sound of it.
No, it could not have been worse. I was just starting to get through to Jamie. I was really making some progress, and then she just blows it all away. Next thing I know, he was heading for the door.
Yeah, but I still don't get why he was so upset. I mean, now you're split up with this mutt.
Yeah, well, yeah,
aren't
but...
you allowed to go out with anyone else?
It's complicated, Kirsty.
Well, I guess that much, but...
Jamie's met Holly before, the night that I... You know, that me and her...
Okay, so...
Yeah, well, that was at a tricky time. Things were kind of delicate between me and Kathy, so I told Jamie that she was just a customer.
Which wasn't exactly the truth.
Well, just a little white lie, you know, to keep things simple, you know.
And
it's all caught up with you.
Yeah. And yes, I've split with Kathy, but as far as Jamie's concerned, it's a bit too soon for me to be hooking up with every girl who comes into the bar.
Right.
Yeah, which I'm not, as you well know. The thing between me and Holly, that was strictly a one-off.
A moment of weakness.
Yeah. So she'd no right to come back and start acting like we were the hottest thing since, I don't know...
Brad and Angelina?
Yeah. Well, no, but, you know...
Well, to be fair on Holly, she can't have known the whole story. I mean, you know, the situation with Jamie.
No. But anyway, the question is, how do I put things straight with him now?
You tried giving him a call?
Yeah, and a text. He's not answering.
Okay. Well, sounds like he needs a bit of space.
It's not as simple as that, Kirsty. No, he's already in a bad place with his mum, and if he's lost respect for me too, well...
I'm afraid he'll go off and get into trouble again.
Yes, exactly that.
Tough one. I'm not sure what to suggest.
Look, we're quiet this afternoon. Can you mind the shop for a couple of hours?
Yeah, sure, but...
Yeah, well, I'm going to go into Ambridge.
Jazza's right. We should really go with a vampire theme.
Oh, yeah, I'm already working on the publicity.
Great. So we want everyone in costume?
Well, you'll have to be optional, but we'll try and encourage as many as we can.
Yeah. Well, you'd look great as Kristen Stewart.
Really? Thanks, Harry.
So, a prize for the best couple?
Definitely.
Okay, what'll it be?
Any ideas?
Well, what's our budget?
As small as we can make it.
Bottle of wine?
Maybe not that small.
Okay, so, a meal for two at the restaurant?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, not so original, maybe.
No,
but...
well, we're supposed to be promoting the business.
Yeah, exactly. So, apart from that, it's pumpkins, cobwebs, plastic.
Oh, we can
spiders.
Sort all that nearer the time.
Great.
And Kathy's doing us a vampire menu.
So bring your own teeth.
Yeah. Well, she said she'd do it. Not spoken to her lately. I'll have to give her a call.
So that's Halloween. What about bonfire night?
Yeah. I want that to go really well. It's always a big night for Sid, you know?
Yeah.
When Mike and David are doing the bonfire... I think the kids are making a guy.
Hi, Fallon.
Hello.
Hiya.
What can I get you?
Thanks, I'm not stopping. Just passing through.
Oh, okay.
And how's Reese getting on with his Guy Fawkes cocktails?
Oh, he's not giving much away, really. Says he's working on some recipes.
You've not heard any explosions in the cellar?
Not so far.
Have either of you seen Jamie around lately?
No, not this afternoon.
Oh, here's Peggy. Time for our lesson. I'll catch you in a bit, Fallon.
Oh, Harry! How's... Jazza settling in at Hillside?
Fine. Yeah, good, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's making himself at home, you know.
Well, he's asked me around for a drink later, so...
So you're the friend.
Yeah, so I'll see for myself.
Fallon, have you talked to Jamie at all in the last few days?
Jamie? Yes, I called him yesterday.
Oh?
Well, I know that Mum's been worried about him... Doesn't seem to be getting out much since the barn dance.
No.
So I asked him if he'd like to come around here and just to hang out and watch a DVD.
What did he say?
Yeah, he jumped at it. He said he's got schoolwork to catch up on, so he's coming next Wednesday.
Great. And that's still on, is it?
Oh, yes. As far as I know.
Okay, then. Well, if you do see him before then, can you ask him to give me a call?
Before we do any more... Do you mind if I look at the village website?
Yeah, sure. It'll be a good exercise for you.
There is a practical reason, too, if I can remember how to... Oh, yes, there we are.
Well done. First time.
Beginner's luck. Now, there should be something about St. Stephen's. Ah, yes.
Ah, the Falcons.
Well, I must say I'm rather against the idea of building them a nesting platform. Mm. I don't want to see half-eaten songbirds all over the churchyard.
You're not the only one. I know Susan's on your side.
Yes. Alan's holding a meeting about it next week. I just wanted to check the time.
You think you'll go along?
Well, I might go with Jennifer. Brian's speaking against. Linda's going to be in favour.
Clash of the Titans.
A lot of people feel very strongly about it. On both sides. Ah, there we are. Tuesday, 7:00. Now, if I write that down...
I suppose, Falcon-wise, I'm a bit of a fence-sitter.
That's probably the safest place. There now.
Okay, what next?
Well, That wartime friend I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah,
Carlton Korchmar.
Yeah.
I would like to see if we can track him down.
So, he's from Boston?
I met him when I was in the ATS. He was stationed at Basingball near Cambridge.
Okay, well, if we can find out what unit he's in, there'll probably be a Veterans Association.
Well, yes, I'm sure there is.
Well, if you email them, they might be able to find him.
Yes, but the trouble is, I can't remember exactly which was his unit.
Well, you know where he was stationed, Basingbourne.
Oh, yes.
And you know when?
Yes. Not likely to forget that. I was stationed at a place called Walpole End Manor. Our first date was at the American Red Cross Club.
Sounds like a funky venue.
Yes. We danced the jitterbug and won a prize. Oh, it was all so long ago. I was very young and naive.
So, let's do a search and see what comes up.
All right. You tell me where to start.
Well, here we are. Home sweet home.
Can I come in?
There's just a bit room for two if we hold our breaths.
Oh, come on, Jazzer. It's not as small as that. Oh.
There's room for a chair, but you can sit in the flare if I move my boots out the way.
You've managed to fill it up, all right?
Aye. I'm sorry, I've no time to tidy up.
It is a bit of a mess in here.
I'll do my best, but...
What's that smell? That pigs?
I need to get my washing done.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
There's no room for my stuff, just a wee closet.
Well, it certainly feels different.
Aye. Makes your room at the Bull seem like a penthouse.
No, I mean from when I came here before.
Compact, he calls it. That's estate agent speak for a matchbox.
But it's a good place to live. You can see underneath all this that it's really nicely decorated. And then if you shut the door, then... Oh, Jazzer!
Just a few wee pin-ups.
Yeah, I can see that.
Harry prefers blokes in lycra, but me, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
I'm more conventional.
Okay, I really don't want to know.
Look... I'll hang my coat out of them. There.
Thanks.
Okay, and I've a bottle here somewhere, so maybe we can make ourselves comfy.
There's space to sit down. What are all these mugs?
Oh, aye, them.
And there's a dirty plate here, too. Oh.
Just move it across there to the...
Jazzer, I'm not sitting down until
hey,
you...
Hey, people!
Hello? Come on, help me clear this stuff up.
You guys having a party without me, then?
Hi. We're just cleaning up a bit first.
Hey, my biking mug.
It's here.
It could do with a wash, Jazz.
Jazzer's taking it all through to the kitchen and then he's going to wash it up. Right, Jazz?
Aye, okay. I'll get us some glasses while I'm there.
So, quite cosy in here, isn't it?
Harry, are you sure that this is going to work?
Yeah. Well...
He's only been in here a week and look at it.
Well, it'll take a while to... You know, get used to each other's routines.
Yeah.
But it's cool. We're working on it. We'll get along fine.
Well, no sign of him around the village. Yeah, there's no way that I can go round to Kathy's.
And he's still not answering your calls?
No. No, not a word.
Well, even if you'd found him, he might not have wanted to talk.
But I had to try, Kirsty. Oh, dear, I really feel as if I've let him down.
Well, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah, but...
Don't give up yet. Maybe after a day or two, he'll get over it.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Oh, God, it's just so stupid of me. You know, I was so close, I was doing so well, and...
You couldn't help Holly walking in.
No, but you were right. I can't blame her. It's my fault. It's all down to me. If I hadn't gone home with her that night, then this would never have happened.
Well, maybe, but she wasn't exactly playing hard to get.
Yeah, but that's no excuse. I should have had more sense, you know, more willpower.
Oh, Kenton, you shouldn't beat yourself up too much.
There's no two ways about it. I should have thought about, you know, what it would do to Jamie. Yeah, I had a real chance to do some good, to help him. And now I've just gone and blown it.